Jamie vacates the seat. Michael Dent joins me because he too has got a pretty interesting display here. And, of course, Michael is an aloe grower. Now, if I was to say 10 years ago, if somebody said to me, oh, aloes, you grow aloes, I said, no, aloe vera, not in your life. I don't want to grow aloe vera. I hate the stuff. But aloes aren't aloe vera, are they?
No, Colin, we've got a new generation of aloes now out these days, and they really are great flower performers to be used as tough garden perennials.
Yeah.
So really all about flowering. In fact, we have them that flower for 10 months of the year.
Yeah.
So it's really a way of getting colour back in your garden with without having to rely on the watering.
When you say they flower 10 months of the year, Michael, they don't all flower. I mean, one individual plant doesn't flower for 10 months of the year. You have different ones coming
certainly.
In. Is that right?
Certainly. Yeah. There's early flowers that would flower January, February, March, April. There's others that flower late, you know, September, October, November. But we do have one which it does flower for a long period, and 10 months is the flower period in maturity. But then it's, you know, with flowers, you're trading off a huge flower with a long flower. So it's not a big flower head. It's a smaller flower head, but it just uses its energy throughout the year.
So you get small flowers, but lots of them.
Exactly.
When it comes to size of the plant, you know, the size varies considerably too, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. I mean, there's plants that are really for little pot plants, 30 centimetres tall. There's plants that are medium-sized plants for bedding plants that may be between 30 centimetres tall to, you know, half a metre. There's big shrubs that grow to a metre. And there's actually trees, flowering trees, that would grow to 1.5 metres. And when we say trees, these are spectacular flowering trees where the flowers are actually bigger in percentage terms than the area of the actual 1.5 metre plant.
Yeah. Now, some people will say, oh, yeah, well, that's fine. These things come from South Africa where they, you know, it's very dry and no summer rain and stuff like that. How do the aloes cope with our climate, you know, our summer rains and humidity?
Yes. We've had the best year in terms of flower production in Queensland with all the rain we've had this year.
Yeah.
The aloes that we grow are the hybrid aloes, and they actually are bred for the summer rain areas. So they thrive with rain. They love rain. It's just that they're able to cope with the drought, and it's just nature's way of allowing the plant to adapt. It stores all the water in its leaves, it sucks it up in the rainy periods, stores it, uses it up over the dry period, and then when the rain comes again, it just takes a big gulp and stores it again.
A lot of people would think, I'll put one here and one here, but I know that you advocate, and I have seen displays and photographs of them as mass planting. They really do look spectacular when they're planted en masse, don't they?
Yes, of course, particularly the smaller growing cultivars, Colin. You know, they are like little, you know, they really are form a huge, in a bed, mass plant, and, you know, you're talking, you know, 6, 8, 12, even at Roma Street Parklands, they've got a bed of, you know, sort of 20 of one particular type of cultivar, and just in flower, they look amazing, absolutely amazing.
So we're getting short of time, but people can see mass planting of aloes at Roma Street Parkland. They can also visit your own garden, which is part of the Open Garden Scheme that's open fairly soon,
I think. That's this weekend. So
it's the 18th and
19th of July, next weekend in Turinga, 34 Woolley Street in Turinga, and the garden is open on Saturday and Sunday from, I think it's 10 o'clock to 4:30.
That's right.
Yes.
And, of course, people can come and see you here today.
Of course,
head down here to Nambour.
Yes.
You're in the main, that big building right up near the top end, aren't you?
Certainly we are. And this is the most wonderful show. And what's been really rewarding, Colin, is to find people coming back from previous shows and saying, we love the aloe plants we got from you last year. Can we get some more? What new ones are available? And they really are finding they're a great garden plant for the future.
That's the benefit of a show like this. Michael, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with aloes. I'm sure that it's not going to be easy, you know, because, like I said, aloe vera has been in my people's minds, but it's not in mine now because I've seen your garden and that's fabulous.
Certainly. Well, thank you, Colin, and thank you for a great show.
Thank you very much. Michael Bye-bye. Dent, and that aloe is the brand of aloes that Michael sells, and believe me, they're really, really interesting plants. We'll take a quick break, Chris.
Origin times are...